What's up, beautiful people? Thanks for tuning in. I'm Sherita, and this is Fast.
Now, the world has been waiting to see what you'll do on this stage. What are your expectations of yourself?
The world? I'm not worried about the world anymore. I've seen the world be my friend. I've seen the world turn on me. But at the end of the day, I've always been with me. God has always been with me. So being on this scale now, it's my time. It's always been my time, but now it's my time to actually do it for myself. And the people that felt like me, the people that look like me, and the people that know their truth about themselves as well, I represent those people.
Thanks for stopping, Shakira.
Thank you. The world.
Hey, y'all. Hey. Welcome back. Thank you guys for joining Spaz. So first and foremost, you guys, shout out to Shakari Richardson for winning the world championship of the 100-meter dash, I believe that is, if I'm not mistaken. But either way, yeah, I think it was a 100-meter dash that she won. But shout out to Shakari Richardson. Girl, do you, boo. Do you, boo. And let me tell you something. If you guys know me well, I am not a big sports girl. I'll support here and there. Of course, I'm always going to support my sisters and my kings always. That's a natural given for me. It's just what it is. But that is one athlete that I really do fool with. I really, really do appreciate her. And when she dropped that clip really did speak to my soul and inspired me and gave me peace. Gave me peace and gave me strength. And so I was like, you know what? I got to put that on a safekeeping, put that on the pod, because Shakari, girl, you really that nigga. But anywho, girl, yeah, shout out to Shakari Richardson. And really shout out to that important, simple, yet stern, firm message that she delivered effortlessly. Like, she did that with no effort. She smirked when she said it. When that man asked her, what do you expect of what the world expect of you, or how do you feel about the world expectations, whatever the case may be, which is huge. That's a full body question. Like, that's a very, if you really think about it, that what he asked her was a very full body, intimidating question. Like, you're asking her about how she feels about, you know, the expectations of people, or how she expects herself to perform, whatever the case may be. You could take it. You could take that comment however it is that you feel like taking it. But how it resonated with me and how she so eloquently spoke so softly but stern about her not caring, because she's been let down and disappointed probably when she did care. And she probably had to sit in those feelings of caring more than others by herself. That resonated with me. It resonated with me and it made me say, like, all right, like I said, I'm putting this on my pod and I want to talk about it. You know what I mean? I want to talk about it. I want to talk about the pressures and expectations that people expect for you to have, or that you unwillingly or unknowingly place upon yourself, about, you know, how you expect, you know, how you expect to show up in the light of others and things of that type of a nature, and the support that, you know, that you genuinely do want from, you know, your peers, people, people that look like you, other people, random people, whatever. We're all fucking human. We are all human, and it matters. I think it, but what she proved to me in that very moment, in that direct quote, is that You got the will of how much this is going to affect and matter to you. You know what I'm saying? I battle really strongly with constantly always being misunderstood, constantly always being like feeling like judged. But I'm never, the confusing part about it is, with me personally, I'm never judged. I don't feel that I'm judged, like, out loud. You know what I'm saying? Or viewed a certain way out loud, which for me makes it a little bit more difficult, because, y'all, I'm an empath. I've known this for a while, but I think it's something that I got to really start, like, really embracing and saying out loud and then kind of working on what that means to me from here. But I'm for sure an empath, and I think that throws people off a lot of times if you know me, because I do have a very, very passionate, strong personality, and I do have a very powerful personality as well, and I'm aware of this. Everybody is aware of their own personal strengths, their weaknesses, their doubts, their insecurities, anything. You should be, you know, hopefully you are. And if you're not, that's something that you really need to get in tune with, because that's how you are going to be able to have the strength to maneuver around the world and with people the way that you do. Because like she said, at the end of the day, I've always been sure of myself, and I know that I got God and blah, blah, blah. At the end of the day, when I go through my highs and my lows and my battles or whatever the case may be, one thing is for certain to me that keeps me centered and grounded is I've always been very comfortable in my skin. And sometimes I got to fight a little bit harder to get back to my comfortability when I feel like I'm shifted or my feelings are hurt by people that I thought supported and loved me, or that genuinely cared about me, or that had genuine friendships with me, family that I admire, that I put on big pedestals. I get, it doesn't take much for me to like be torn down by that. And that's a problem, because then there's some people that fester on that. There's some people that thrive on that and they attack you with that. And they just, you know, and it's something, it's a form of a weakness and it's a form of a strength. It really depends on which way you're leaning in with this, with these, you know, intuitions and your own personal feelings and whatnot. But when she sat back and said, I've seen the world turn on me, I've seen them support me and blah, 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 I felt that shit deep. I felt like when she said, you know, people who feel like me, who look like me, da 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 da, I'm talking about, I was like, babe, you talking to me, girl, do you, and you're so young and you learning this right now. And even though I knew it for a while then, I'm receiving it and applying it now. And that's a hard thing to do, because now you're owning and accepting that people can love you and turn on you in a matter of, shit, seconds, minutes. People could think that you're so cool, drain you, and then shit on you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's really, it's a cruel place sometimes, and this world is really, really something else. Now, God is living out here in the ghetto of America. However, I'd rather be in the ghetto that I know than a ghetto that I'm, you know, that I'm unfamiliar with for the meantime, should I say, because who knows, it's going to be like that forever. But it's hard with perceptions and opinions, you know, especially when you put yourself out there. I think it makes it even more harder when you put yourself out there, because then you give people a space in the room for opinion and for judgment and to criticize you and to feel a way about you and to openly envy you and to, like, you know, prey on your downfalls and things of that nature. That's a very, you gotta, man, I'm talking about, you gotta really, really be aware, alert, and really, really be prayed up and in tune. You know, I've been feeling that, I don't know, I've been feeling like a lot of energies have been very, very off around me. And I've for sure let it affect me, because I've stayed up curious about this. I've had conversations about what I thought would trust the people about this, to see if I'm tripping, to see if it's something, like, you know, because I be in my thoughts, y'all. I be in my head, I be in my thoughts, you know, for real, for real. But the reality of it is, a lot of times what I've noticed recently and now, a lot of times I'll be in my thoughts and in my head, it's really for a reason, and my intuition ain't really been failing me. Like, it really ain't been failing me. If I've been feeling some type of way and I've addressed certain things and it's gotten swept underneath the rugs and shit as if it was cool, but I still been feeling my spirit. My spirit has been uneasy. My energy has just been uneasy. I feel certain waves when certain things were around me, like, I feel it, you know what I'm saying? And when I would express these vulnerable, intimate feelings to trusted ones, to be downplayed, or no, you be tripping, or, you know, you be in your mind, or anybody worried about you, blah, 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 just constantly hearing that, so you start really thinking, like, well, damn, okay, maybe, shit, am I fucking tripping? Because this person knows me very, very well. Why would they lie to me? Why would they sit back and, you know, not keep it? I'm coming to you because I feel like you're finna keep it 100 with me and balance me or whatever the case may be. I'm seeking the treatment that I will for sure give without a question, to then turn around and feel a sense of betrayal, like a sense of, I don't know, like a different type of a darkness. You know what I'm saying? To sit back and you know, and to see that in real time, to see somebody support and love and rise with you, to turn around and then, you know, kick you when you down, use personal things to get you, sigh for things that don't even pertain to them. Just, I don't know, it's a, you know, like it's a state of confusion. You feel me? And the key is you have to be aware of that state, and then you got to find the strength to do just like how that girl did and move on and put that out your mind and genuinely not give a fuck. Like, genuinely just not give a fuck. Matter of fact, I have been, I have actually been meaning to tap in with a book to help me on this matter. Let me do a book. Dang, I think it's the art of not giving a fuck or a state of not giving a fuck. Something of that nature. I do definitely want to say what it is. Yeah, The Supple Art of Not Giving a Fuck by Mark Manson. And so, yeah, I've been definitely tapping in with that here and there just to help you on that. Because you got to find the strength to get up out of there, to get out of your feelings, out of your emotions, out of your heart sometimes. And for me, that's the hardest part. Getting out of your emotions in your heart, because for me, those are pure feelings. Those are sacred feelings. Those are vulnerable feelings. And I really, really do believe, this is why I'm an empath, I truly do believe that I gotta be centered and have balance in those certain particular feelings and emotions, because they're such powerful emotions that I do choose to entertain. The same way, you know, you got shit, snakes, jealousy, enviness, and stuff like that. And those are very powerful, strong emotions as well, but I choose not to really feed into that or play, or even, I don't even play with those. I feel like it's a little bit too dark for me. I like to stay in the light. Y'all know I like the light. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like to stay in the light. Like, I'm not even trying to, you know, you sit back and you look. I know, okay, analogies are this, and I know I be everywhere when I be talking, but it is what it is, and y'all know that by now. Staying in the light versus in the darkness, because what grows in the dark? I look around in my apartment and I'm always keeping my windows and stuff open. That's really, really important for me to let God in. I've been saying this. I'm going to stand by this. And you see things thriving. That's another reason why, like, I really, really start fucking with my plants and putting my plants into my house personally. I mean, I've always wanted a little jungle when I was a kid. But when I got older, when you start getting in tune with yourself on a spiritual level, on a real spiritual level, you start looking at things differently. Whenever I'm getting a new leaf, I'm always saying that's new birth. If you watch my stories, I reference it like that. I reference it like that for a reason. That's new life. And that's new life coming from the light. It's all intertwined and it's all by design. Like Andre, you know, shout out to my man Andre 3000. But it really is. It truly, truly is. And in the light of me sitting with, you know, certain realizations and emotions that I've had, I had to sit back and make sure that I stayed aligned in that one truth that I know. I'm aware of myself. I love myself. I know who the fuck I am. I'm very much in tune. I have a certain level of confidence in me. You know, as well as a certain level of an insecurity in myself that I embrace, and which makes me whole and makes me me. Sometimes that can be very confusing for people who are not there yet, or who don't know who, you know, how to get there, or who inspire to be there. Sometimes that can be envious of a person to see somebody that has that type of a discernment and alignment and stuff of that nature. And they can be look. Y'all know that there's a thing that people could be so-called doing better than you and financially thriving better than you or whatever the case may be and still be that much more unhappier and more depressed than you are. And you living underneath the bridge, you know, you at the down pit of it, you check by check or whatever the case may be. It's somebody out there that truly is inspired. That's why it really sincerely is a keep going, keep going, keep pushing. Somebody really is watching. You know, for me, I wish that there's a healthy balance with the people who are thriving and going and pushing, even though they're hurt, they're sad, they're confused, depressed, whatever people do with their battles, you know. For you to wake up every day and keep it pushing, it really is hats off to you. Like, it really, really, really is hats off to you. And for me, I go out of my way when I notice those type of traits or I feel that type of a spirit from somebody. I like to really tap in with that. I like to protect that and comfort that because I know what it's like to have that in you and want and feel the need that you need that protection, but you're too strong to say it. Or you don't want to be looked up as weak as to say that. Or you just don't know how to tap into that vulnerability to allow somebody to come in and protect that and nourish that and love on that. You know, your safety really does matter. I've learned that when I start. I had an ex who brought out the importance of safety to me. Whether he knew, actually, I brought it to his attention. I had to. I'm somebody that, you know, you changed my life in a certain type of way. I don't give a damn what smoke we on. I'm going to let you know that. I'm that type of person, y'all. Like, that's just how I am, you know, but I'm a communicator. I'm not somebody that's going to sit back and allow things to fester and snap. I just seen this happen. I just seen a festering moment, like, fucking explode outside of your character. Like, you coming outside of your character and shit like that. Like, that's a, you know, like, it's, I hate to see that. I hate to experience and live in that. So I hate to see that, which is why I think that it's so important to dead things, communicate it, understand things, talk, give that love, that comfort, that shout out. I believe in that. I really do, because I know firsthand that it makes a difference. Because it does. It should. Positive things, positive feedbacks. Hey, I see you. Every blue moon, you guys, I have moments where I just get in my car and I'll drive with my dog and drive around town or wherever. Go to a new town and just roll my window down or be in the traffic light or whatever and just shout out hella positive things to people. Like, hey, you look hella good. Or, hey, shout out to you, sis. You looking real positive. Hey, brother, I love you. I just want to let you know that today. Hey, sis, I see your kids is beautiful. You doing your thing. Like, that shit matters. It just, what if that made their whole day? Or what if that, you know, that one statement changed their life? Who knows? You know, I've had moments like that. I've been given opportunity in moments like that. But I think I had to remember and get back to that. Out of my confusion, out of my, you know, misunderstanding or disguidance or, you know, betrayal, whatever the fuck I was telling myself or feeling. And I'm not saying that those feelings weren't real and that did not happen. But I just had to know, like, I had to finally look at myself and tell myself, like, you know what, it really don't even matter. I can't really allow this to matter because it's the reason why that manipulation went down the way that it did. You know what I'm saying? And I'd rather sit back and dissect and focus on something in me that would make somebody, you know, go out your way to do that. Like, to just, you know, I don't know, shit, be on some other shit. Like, so what in me is shaking you to do whatever that is, that weird ass shit or that mean shit, that hateful shit, whatever, that confusing, that dark shit to me, whatever light that is that makes you uncomfortable, that you're trying to deem it and tear it down, I gotta tap into that. I have to remember that light. I have to embrace that light. I need to see that light because it's something that you clearly are seeing that I am not seeing in myself right now, and that's a problem, and that's dangerous. And that is real, y'all. Shit like that be happening. You feel me? I know I get behind this mic sometimes and I go, I go everywhere with y'all. But, I mean, you know, I really think about that shit. Really sit with that and really, you know, really sit with those feelings and those emotions and really, really think about that. And what does that mean? It means something. Everybody gonna take things differently. That's another reason why I think communication is necessary. I'm not a mind reader, and neither are y'all. We are not mind readers. Maybe there's somebody out here that do got the gift of reading minds and that beautiful, you know, gift. Or you're either using it for good or you're using it for bad. There's good and there's evil. That's just what it is. You know, some would say there's God, there's the devil. Like, that's just good and bad. Dark and light. What I'm not going to say is black and white, because listen here. I'm not going to say that white is superior, and that's a different level, because that's a different type of a darkness that they have painted, but we can, that's different. It's a different conversation. But, you know, things of that type of nature. So when I had to, you know, I sat back and sat and been sitting and, you know, trying to get back to my routines of you know, just myself. I'm trying to definitely step in and create better habits for myself that I got to tap into. I'm getting older. And I just, you know, I got back on path to get back on that alignment. You know what I'm saying? To go ahead and do better, thrive, make decisions that need to be made, to, you know, for moving forward in life. Trying to get my discipline in order. Y'all, I'm got to be disciplined these next couple of years. And it's definitely going to be a hard thing for me because, listen, I've decided to, you know, take on certain challenges that I'm really just not all the way with. So, you know, but at the same time, these are good things. These are growth things. These are me, you know, putting the fertilizer on the seeds that are there. You know what I'm saying? It's really that, it's really tapping into the roles that you want to see grow from concrete. Yes, ma'am. I wanted it to be a really, really quick, simple, sweet conversation, a quick morning session. We about to start off this week solidly. It's been, shit, hurricane, looking like hurricane season in California, which is crazy. Global warming is real. But, man, the way it was all muggy and stuff, you know what I'm saying, today, it is a hot mess, you know what I'm saying? But we're going to have a great week. By the time you guys hear this, hopefully I can get this to you by Monday. Y'all might not get this shit till Wednesday. I don't know, Tuesday, whenever. I mean, whenever. But y'all going to get it, though. Y'all going to get it, though. And I hope that you know all is well with you guys. However you guys be listening to me, whether it is when you know, y'all in y'all car, drive safely, and y'all sitting around in y'all office. I don't know if y'all want to listen to me out loud. Y'all know I be cussing and shit. I don't know about that. And my voice isn't always pleasing everybody. So, you know, they might be like, who's that guy or that girl? What's going on? Call me there. Well, no, you know what? I take that back. That's not a funny joke. That's really a pronoun thing. I'm a she, her. But, yeah. This was Spaz, y'all. Peace and light. I hope you guys have a great week.